The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Let's talk about safety. Yours and your family's. If you don't have a great flashlight for each of them to carry in their pocket, you're making a huge mistake. Hey, it's Brad Staggs. I want to tell you how you can save 15% off one of the most durable, lightweight, and bright flashlights that literally fits in the palm of your hand. I'm holding one right now. It's incredible. The Surefire Sidekick is made of the highest quality materials right here in the USA. It has a 300 lumen max vision beam with three different power settings. This will shine over 50 meters. What that means is you can stand in your front yard and shine at your neighbor's house three doors down. It's amazing. The battery lasts up to 45 hours. Plus, it's backed by Surefire's no-hassle guarantee of quality, which is why it's trusted by more cops and special ops guys than any other brand. You ask a cop if they know about Surefire, they'll say yes. Keep your loved ones safe. Get them all a Sidekick. It's available in pink, white, or tactical black. Go to blazesurefire.com and save 15%. Blazesurefire.com.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
There's nobody more credible than McMaster. I happen to agree with you. Mm-hmm. I think McMaster is a hero, a patriot. He wrote the book on if something goes against your morals, you don't go there. You cut through the wind. So I think this guy is really credible. Now, what did McMaster say last night? Listen.
The story that came out tonight, as reported, is false. The president and the foreign minister reviewed a range of common threats to our two countries, including threats to civil aviation. At no time, were intelligence sources or methods discussed. And the president did not disclose any military operations that were not already publicly known.
And by the way, those things weren't even alleged by the Post, right?
Yeah, let's get through this whole thing.
Two other senior officials who were present, including the Secretary of State, remember the meeting the same way and have said so. Their on-the-record accounts should outweigh those of anonymous sources.
Okay, that seems pretty clear. Mm-hmm. Now, if you haven't read the Washington Post, you're like, okay, I trust McMaster, and I do.
We've said many times, he's one of the best appointments that Trump made.
Correct. And even I think it was Bob Corker said yesterday, he's like, you know, this chaos, this you know, flurry of craziness coming out of the White House in the last week is really hurting everything. And this is one of the best national security teams we've had. And I believe with McMaster in there, it's absolutely right. McMaster is one thing we trust, the military. The one guy we trust is McMaster. So him coming out and saying this is shocking if you wanted to believe the Washington Post. Unless you didn't read the Washington Post. Because what he is saying, the Washington Post did not allege. Let's take it again from the top, as Pat pointed out. Go ahead.
The story that came out tonight, as reported, is false.
Stop. The story that came out tonight, as reported, is false. That's important information. Why use the word as reported? If there's nothing in that story that is accurate, why not just say the story is false? If there's no way to get to accurate from that story, the story is absolutely false. This story, as reported, is false. Okay, next.
The president and the foreign minister reviewed a range of common threats to our two countries, including threats to civil aviation.
Stop. That is exactly what the Washington Post says. So there's agreement on that.
At no time, were intelligence sources or methods discussed. And the president did not disclose any military operations that were not already publicly known.
Stop. Let's take that one piece at a time.
Okay. So sources. Were any sources discussed? At no point in the Washington Post story do they allege that he revealed sources.
Doesn't say that.
So he's denying something the Washington Post did not allege.
Correct.
Okay.
At no point did he reveal sources. The Washington Post goes as far as saying that he didn't reveal sources. They're not alleging that at any place that he said, by the way, we got it from Bob. Right. That's not what they're alleging.
No.
Okay.
They also did not allege that they had disclosed any military operations that were not public. That, in fact, is not even, as far as I can tell, mentioned in
the article,
in the article at all. But the other part of it, it goes even further. McMaster says at no time were any intelligence sources or methods discussed. So talking about the methods for a second. In the Washington Post story, quote, he did not reveal the specific intelligence gathering method. It is not only is it not alleged, the Washington Post specifically says he didn't do that thing.
So what McMaster's is doing, and you'll notice he looks down at a card. So this isn't off the top of his head. Now, I make cards too, and you want to make sure you're right. But he's looking down at a card, so he has prepared specific language.
Specifically, he 100% was not off the top of his head because he had released this exact statement in print before he said it before the microphones.
Right. Okay.
So I read it, and then I was like, oh, he's going to elaborate. He walks out and says the exact same thing word for word.
Okay. So it's important that you just know this, the first part. Now, I am not saying that McMaster's is lying or covering up.
No.
I'm not saying that. In fact, you should listen to what my opinion is at the top of next hour. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is he has come out now and said the story as reported is false. The president did not do these things. Well, if you don't read the original source, you don't know that the Washington Post never alleged those things. So he is giving you 2 points of what the president did not do, and nobody's accusing the president of doing that. That's not what the Washington Post was even talking about. Next.
Two other senior officials who were present, including the Secretary of State, remember the meeting the same way and have said so. Their on-the-record accounts should outweigh those of anonymous sources.
That's it. So, wait a minute. You didn't deal with what we were talking about. You didn't actually respond to the Washington Post. You said the story as reported is not correct. And then you made 2 points that the Washington Post never alleged. Now, that doesn't make you a liar. That makes you giving me information that is not helpful to discover who is lying.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
We had to see for ourselves if Upside.com really saves money on business travel and give you a big gift card every trip. Well, we went to Upside, and in less than 2 minutes, not only did we save $300 for a business trip to Phoenix, we got a $145 gift card as well. Go to Upside.com right now and use the promo code Beck, and you'll get yourself a $100 Amazon gift card your first trip. Save big on your travel and get a big gift card every single trip. Upside.com. That's Upside.com. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.